Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, barely won over 30% in the last 10 years, so the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Well, Bill, you mentioned, I mean, in 99, you were the D.C. for the Jets. Parcells was the head coach. He stepped down, and you replaced him for a day before resigning. We have a recreation of your resignation letter that we can show here. You wrote, quote, "I resigned as HC of the NYJ," and you wrote it on a napkin. Bill, looking back, which is stranger, that you resigned on a napkin or that you couldn't be bothered to write out the words head coach?
I was tight on space. Look, Peyton, I was the head coach of the Jets twice. I was the head coach before Parcells came there, and I was the head coach after Bill resigned. Undefeated, unscored on, all right? My career as a coach of the Jets is unblemished.
From the Manning cast yesterday. Good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up 10 o'clock. Sal and everybody back from New York after the win over the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Jeremy White with you. Good morning. Quick post-game show of my own experience. These night games, on the one hand, you know, as a father of three young children, but two that are, we try to get to bed before the night games, the whole day is planned to get those kids to fall asleep by like 8 o'clock. No naps. We're going to ride the lightning all the way through. Going to get them to sleep and be undisturbed for the night games. And, you know, that plan was executed flawlessly. I'd say for anybody out there that does that, you know what that's like. And not just that, but, man, the 60 minutes before kickoff, as we're trying to get that, land that plane and get those two kids to bed, whew.
Everybody did their 1/11th.
Oh, I mean, it's like calling an audible at midfield at Texas A&M. Everything is chaos. Full hour before the game, like, we just got to make it through. And, you know, flawless execution. We did it. Now we're Sundays 1 o'clock for a while, so the kids will start watching Bills games a little bit more. Pat in Lancaster. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Jared. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
It's amazing how well my phone works when I actually don't have the mute button pressed. So, win for me today. You know, I hate to be negative. I actually had to walk away from the game last night early on because it was making the blood pressure go up a little bit too much. But the thing that is driving me crazy, and I don't know if it's just it really seems to me by my memory and the eye test that during the McDermott era, they have a really, 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 really tough time defending screen passes, and I cannot figure out why. As well as he coaches the scheme, I don't know if it is because of the nickel formation. I don't know what it is, but it absolutely drives me crazy. And early on, I mean, they were just – I feel like the Jets just did it to him all night long. Even the play where the interception at the end, Breece Hall had kind of snuck out and he was open, probably could have taken that for the first down there. I just don't know why they don't see it and recognize it. As soon as I see, like, all four of the D lineman, you know, running unabated to the quarterback, I'm like, oh God, here comes a 25-yard screen pass completion.
I think, yeah, thanks, Pat. The best answer I can give you, and, you know, I feel like Sal's talked about this, it's not that different from how the Ravens are able to hit them for a big long run, is the Bills' defensive line is a penetrating line, and if you can use that against them, you're going to maybe hit them for a screen. You're going to use that. They're trying to get up the field, and if they can do that, then you can, you know, pop it right behind them and get into space. So that's my best guess as to why that might be the case. They've given up, you know, the thing that's new is it's not just the screen game now. You know, if I may, did Douglas and Benford have their worst game? Not to say they had bad games. I mean, I don't know if Benford's given up more than like three catches all year. Those two had met their match a little bit. In the form of Garrett Wilson, and I guess Alan Lazard too, but The Bills gave up a bunch of big plays, and that's something that, as they face the better offenses, which doesn't happen for a bit here. You've got Seattle that can hit you. Like, I wonder about DK Metcalf. I wonder about JSN, Kenneth Walker. You want to talk about being afraid to stop the – if you're afraid they can't stop the run, Seattle might be a trouble matchup. Kenneth Walker runs hard. Fun to watch. Tennessee this week, it's Tony Pollard. They run the ball a lot. Are they good at it? Eh. They run more than any team in the league on first down, Tennessee. Pollard last week, 5.5 yards per carry on the season, 4.3. Like, you know, he's yet to go over 100 for the season in a game. But they give him a load. They give him a workload. 16, 17 carries four times, four out of five games this year. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The screen game. The screen game I find myself more concerned with is the Bills' screen game and how the passing game is. Josh is going to roll out and extend a play, or it's going to be a quick screen to somebody that, you know, those are dangerous. I'm waiting for one to get tipped up in the air. They're not supposed to be dangerous. I do think it's a part of why Allen has no picks. He takes a lot more safer throws, shorter throws, unless he's out rolling, and then he can, you know, pick and choose from there. No picks through six. Put it on shirt. No picks through six. I was there. I lived to see Josh Allen go six games without a pick. He did put the ball on the ground, and they were lucky to get that back. Joe in Buffalo. Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Not too bad.
That's good to hear. I just got 3 points I wanted to make, or questions, however you want to say it. When it comes to the Hail Mary, I saw two of our defensemen going up for a pick. Taylor Rapp was one of them. I love Taylor Rapp. But why are they not swatting that? Second, the fumble that wasn't a fumble from Aaron Rodgers. I want to know why it wasn't a fumble and why it wasn't an intentional grounding if it was a pass. And three, I love DeMar Hamlin. I love the comeback story. But it seems to me like he's just getting beat a lot out there. And I understand we got Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. When does it get to a point where we call Micah back and just see where he's at?
Well, he'd go in for who? For Hamlin?
Maybe Hamlin, yeah. But just to, like, have that leadership there, you know? Like, yeah. Help him break it down a little bit. But I'll hang up, I'll listen, and then let's just aim for next week. Go Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder about the safety position. Like, Cole Bishop, Mike Edwards are supposed to be the two newcomers that were going to make a big difference in the secondary, and it might be a little bit of a work in progress. One of the funny things about Poyer and Hyde playing so well together for 7 years, right? It was 7 years. How quickly did they nail it? And would we recognize that right away? They became such mainstays and so, whatever, embedded in Bill's lore that the final, you know, 4 or 5 years, it's like, oh, those two, they're good, until they ultimately age out. And here you're talking about Micah Hyde maybe coming back. In year one, did we see, like, look at these two, they're perfect? Or did it – and I'm not – I don't know the answer to this. Part of the reason I'm asking is, did they have their struggles, but since they were on a team that we didn't think was going to win a lot of games and surprised us instead, we kind of looked past it? I mean, the defense was pretty good in McDermott's first year, and it would have been a work in progress and grow and get better and better. And I don't know what the plan is going forward, but for me, like, Taylor Rapp just had his finest moment. And I want to at least acknowledge that that's a good sign. And it took him, he's on the team last year, and he wasn't terrible. He's fine. But the way he played last night, I don't know if they win that game without him. So that's a big one. Taylor Rapp did everything you could ask him to do. Does it take a little bit of time to fully engage in this defense? Also, Rapp, you know, missed last week. If he's there last week, does Nico Collins not go over the top? Is it just different? So I want to give a little bit of time for both this defense with new faces and the offense too, and at least allow myself to consider that things could continue to grow with a team that's got a lot of new faces. Micah Hyde? I don't know. It's a good question. I always wonder who's the one. It can't be, I guess it can be, totally exactly mutual. Or is one side a little bit more, you call me? One side a little bit more, here's the dollars. We'll find out in time. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I expect Devontae Adams' chatter in New York to pick up today. Big time. Mike Williams went 0 for 0. He was targeted. Also, the Jets are going to take calls on Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick, they've given Hassan Reddick and his reps a window to seek a trade. Drew Rosenhaus reaching out to teams about Hassan Reddick. No thanks. Not ready to commit more money to defensive end. No thanks. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is WGR.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.